This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. As the world's total number of coronavirus cases hit 11.5 million on Monday, governments were struggling with how to reopen their economies or, in some cases, to reimpose shutdowns. In Australia, officials announced Monday the closure of the border between Victoria and New South Wales, the country's two most populous states, after a spike in new infections. The length of the closure is indefinite. It marks the first such move in Australia since a flu pandemic 100 years ago. Israel announced Monday it is closing all bars, clubs, gyms, and public swimming pools because of a rise in cases in the country. It will also reduce occupancy at restaurants and places of worship. The country has more than 30,000 confirmed cases and more than 330 Israeli COVID victims have died. In the United States, where cases have been rising in most states, authorities in some areas, including Florida and Texas, have reimposed restrictions. Officials in Florida's largest county, Miami-Dade, on Monday ordered the closure of restaurants, gyms, fitness centers, and other indoor venues. Beaches were closed for the holiday weekend but will reopen on Tuesday. In New York, indoor restaurant dining has been postponed indefinitely in order to prevent a rise in new infections. And Harvard University has announced it will reopen in the fall with fewer than half of its undergraduates on campus, and all courses will be taught remotely. India reported more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases Monday, making it the country in the world with the third highest number of cases, just after the United States and Brazil. Until Monday, Russia had that distinction. And in Pakistan, the country's health minister tested positive for coronavirus. Pakistan's foreign minister tested positive for the virus last week. Both officials say their cases